Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Oasis star Noel Gallagher believes the monarchy's appeal is dwindling and that people only got into the Jubilee because it meant time off work. He also suggested more people were into 1977's Silver Jubilee. Now its appeal is dwindling, like religion. There are other things for people to be interested in. The monarchy as a thing is a bit farcical, and if anybody thinks we are one subjects, then they are very much mistaken. Gallagher was also surprised some of his workers wanted the day off. He said, "I was like effing royalists in the music business. I'm not having the day off. You're not having the day off." He did wind up giving them the day off. Musician George Ezra explains why he omitted some lyrics during his Jubilee performance. In his song Green Green Grass, there is a lyric, "You'd better throw a party on the day that I die," which at a party to honour a 96-year-old might not seem right. In a recent interview about his performance on Good Morning Britain, George Ezra explained why he left out the line. Host Susanna Reid asked the singer, "I mean, everyone fills in the words themselves, but George, why did you leave out the line?" Ezra replied, "As you can imagine, when you're playing for the royal family, if they say jump, you jump. You don't question it." He was asked if it was his idea. "It certainly wasn't mine. My take on it was that it was going to make it more obvious to change it. And the thing is, it kind of turned out that way. It's the thing I get asked about a lot now. I wasn't going to fight back, was I? For me, the song is a celebration of life. I would never see it as a funeral manifesto." Some on social media wondered, why didn't they just ask George Ezra to do a different song instead of editing his lyrics? Hashtag party at the palace. Rod Stewart also attracted attention for singing Neil Diamond's Sweet Caroline instead of one of his chart-topping hits. He said ahead of the performance, "The BBC made me sing it. Join in and make it comfortable for me." The Mirror's Russell Meyer suggests that Harry and Meghan's TV appearances did a lot of damage. It was all sort of bizarre language. He was there to protect the Queen, and these things are not going down too well. If their relationship is to be repaired, then there needs to be a bit more water under the bridge. The people I speak to, the palace, every day, who are obviously very, very well connected with the top players, as it were, they are still absolutely furious. You can't go on, you know, international television interviews with Oprah Winfrey complaining about your treatment with the family and then wanting to sit down with them when you're still giving interviews. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Today's Palace Intrigue is brought to you by ExpressVPN. Whenever you're connected to an unencrypted internet network on your phone, computer, tablet, TV, you're sending countless pieces of information out into the digital world that can be seen and intercepted by many different parties before they get to their intended destinations. But a VPN, or virtual private network, creates a secure tunnel between your device and the internet. That's why I recommend ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN allows you to reroute your connection to a server in a country of your choice, making geo-restrictions a thing of the past. This comes in handy when you're writing a royal family podcast script and the Oasis story you want to read is behind a geofence. One click and now you can pretend to be in London. Fire up the app and connect with just one click. Go to expressvpn.com/palace. The link is in the show notes and find out how you can get an additional 3 months of ExpressVPN for free through our special offer when you sign up for a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/palace. Thanks to expressvpn.com/palace for sponsoring today's Palace Intrigue, and click on the show notes for that offer. We've discussed this one before, but it's good, silly fun, and there are a lot of new listeners. The question at hand is the real British monarch living in Australia? SMCP.com dusted this one off, and it goes like this. British-born Michael Abney Hastings, 14th Earl of Loudoun, moved to Australia at 18. A documentary, Britain's Real Monarch, claims he was the rightful heir before his death in 2012. Glasgow University scholar Dr. Michael Jones alleges that Edward IV's reign was illegitimate, meaning Prince William, Prince Charles, Prince Harry, and Meghan Markle aren't really royal. Get out your notebook as SMCP lays out the case. To understand Jones' assertion, we must go back to the 15th century. According to Jones' research, Edward IV, who became the King of England in 1461, was illegitimate. Jones presented a historical document reporting that Edward's parents, Richard, Duke of York, and Cecily Neville were at least 99.42 miles apart in that period when Edward's conception took place. Therefore, said Jones, were this to be the case, then Edward and indeed all of his descendants would have no claim to the crown by virtue of ordinary royal inheritance. In fact, the crown would have passed to Edward's half-brother, the legitimate heir, George, Duke of Clarence. Fast forward to the 2010s and we meet up with the Australian King. The documentary asked him about it and his reaction was, "I thought bullshit." We'd like to end there, as that's a great line, but as time went on, he changed his tune. The more I watch the documentary, the more I'm convinced that they are right and probably should be the King of England. That said, he still didn't want the throne. "I have no intention of chasing over there and laying claim to palaces and crown jewels. I believe that Australia should be a republic. I'm not a mad monarchist." We did a quick Google of King Michael. We did a quick Google and King Michael did leave an heir, 47-year-old Simon Abney Hastings, 15th Earl of Loudoun, or as we like to call him, His Majesty. And there you have it. If you'd like to email us, our address is thepalaceintrigue@gmail.com. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. It means a lot to us. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.